The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, you need to know before you go, a Hazelwood Bridge used by thousands of you every day is closing this morning and will remain so through next year.
Well, that's right. The Power of Two's Chris Renier is live in Hazelwood this morning to explain why this closure is happening and how you can get around it. Chris, good morning to you.
We're in John, good morning to both of you. We are on James S. McDonald Boulevard, right by the J.S. McDonald Bridge over Coldwater Creek. This is the stretch of road just behind us here that is going to be closing. You see the billboard up warning drivers. The bridge just down from us is going to be torn down and rebuilt, but that is not all that is happening. We can show you video from this area. This closure set to start at 9 o'clock this morning, again lasting through next year. James S. McDonald Boulevard will be closed between Biasi Drive, where we are, and Eva Avenue. The bridge is along McDonald Boulevard, again, not far at all from our location. St. Louis County officials tell us the bridge over Coldwater Creek here is 73 years old and simply needs to be torn down and rebuilt. Authorities say after the bridge is demolished, the Army Corps of Engineers is going to come in and remove radiation-contaminated soil from this site. We have done numerous reports over the years about areas along Coldwater Creek here being contaminated with that radioactive waste left over from the Manhattan Project. We're told the removal process for that soil could take 10 months alone. We spoke with an area business owner about the impact of the road closure here, which again, will be lengthy.
It'll definitely be an inconvenience because it's pretty much a main road, especially like with its industrial parks all over.
Authorities are advising drivers to use Banshee Road as a detour while the road here is closed. We're told some 15,000 vehicles typically cross the J.S. McDonald Bridge on a normal weekday. The new bridge is going to have two driving lanes in each direction, along with shoulders on both sides of the roadway. And the bridge replacement project here is estimated to cost $3.4 million. For now, live in Hazelwood, I'm Chris Renier.
Thank you so much, Chris. It is 6:03 right now. Well, the St. Louis County Council rejects legislation that will give seniors a property tax break. The Power of Two's Laura Simon is live in Clayton this morning to explain what happens next. Laura?
Blair, the County Council voted 4-3 against moving this legislation forward, and it would have essentially given senior citizens here in the county a break on their homes and on their property taxes. It's a tax freeze, essentially. And so this morning, the proposed senior property tax freeze is currently in jeopardy. A lot of people who live here in St. Louis County are wondering if this is ever even going to happen. The program will be run by the county's Department of Revenue, and it was all made possible by the state legislature. So things like this are happening in other parts of the state and even across the bi-state. It allows governments to freeze property taxes for senior citizens. They have to be at least 67 years of age with a house worth $550,000 or less. St. Louis County Councilman Ernie Trakas says that if the council rejects legislation to pay for implementing a senior property tax freeze, the program will not go into effect before the end of the year. Councilman Trakas had reduced the dollar amount from nearly $1.7 million down to $1.3 million for the Department of Revenue to put this freeze into place. But again, the council did not advance his request last night, saying they essentially want more information from revenue officials. The Page administration insists this money is needed to move this program forward. So now St. Louis County may have to go back to the drawing board in order to give seniors the tax break they were promised.
I've worked for like 30 some years, and I think seniors should get some type of break.
I think it's not right. Mm-hmm. Us seniors, we need to have that. Mm-hmm. But we won't have to pay all that stuff. And it's not right.
I don't like it, but quite honestly, it doesn't surprise me. It's St. Louis County.
Meantime, in St. Louis City, more than 1,000 people have applied for a senior property tax freeze there, and that was officially implemented 2 weeks ago. So we'll keep you posted on this issue throughout the morning. Reporting live here in St. Louis County, just outside of their offices here in Clayton, I'm Laura Simon.
Power of Two follow-up. It's on that fire this week that destroyed a historic vacant church in North St. Louis. It's the former St. Augustine Church on West Hebert and Lismore Streets. It burned Monday night. Firefighters were still putting out hot spots early yesterday morning. The 1890s church has had other fires in the past, too, in fact. St. Louis Fire Chief Dennis Jankerson said a cause not officially yet known. However, they believe squatters were inside.
Last night was the first time the Hazelwood School Board met after an off-campus fight. It left a teen fighting for her life and another teen facing charges. Now, there was no mention of the fight at the meeting. There was a chance for people to speak out about incidents. No one signed up to speak. The district did say bullying and fighting in the community is an issue everyone needs to take ownership of and work toward resolutions.
All right, we got a Fox Files follow-up. The mayor of an Illinois village abruptly quits. That's Jeremy Embrick. He announced his immediate resignation by letter Monday night. He was appointed to the spot after the village's elected mayor, Chad Easton, resigned and was rehired as village administrator, making six times more money. Well, Laura McMahon has been appointed to the position of acting mayor.
The 5-2, your local election headquarters, and the results are in from the Illinois primary. In the Republican race for Congress, District 12, incumbent Mike Boss defeated challenger Darren Bailey, 52% to 48. Boss is seeking his sixth term in Congress. Congressman Boss will face Democrat Brian Roberts in the general election. Roberts beat out Preston Nelson in the Democrat primary, 60% to 40.
And no surprises in the presidential primaries. President Joe Biden not only won the Democratic primary in Illinois, but he also won the races in Arizona, Florida, Ohio, and Kansas. Same thing for former President Donald Trump in the Republican primaries. He beat former candidate Nikki Haley in Illinois with 81% of the vote and also won in Arizona, Florida, Ohio, and Kansas.